Lucky District, the head teacher Mirimir Primary School in Bulubulu Sub County, in Bululu Sub County, Susanna Nuso, has raised concerns over serious challenges affecting teaching and learning at the school. Anuso says the school lacks adequate staff accommodation, forcing teachers to share latrines with learners, calling on government to provide support. The school has 757 learners but only 8 teachers, meaning each handles about 95 learners. Accommodation is cramped, with a structure meant for 4 staff now fully occupied.
I am known by the names Anuso Susan, the head teacher of Mirimiri Primary School. Actually, we have challenges in this school. First and foremost, the staff houses are not enough, actually. One staff house that we have, that was actually meant to accommodate only 2 families, right now is accommodating 4 families. And even then, that Musaf house has developed cracks all over, and this causes fear whenever it rains, and with a lot of wind blowing, you find that people who are inside can develop fear.
She also highlighted that latrines are insufficient, leading staff to use the same facilities as pupils.
Another challenge that we have is lack of latrines. The staff do not have the latrine completely. We share with the learners. We have one side, the other side where 3 staff members share, but this other side of the school, they do not have completely. They share with the learners. Also, the learners, the latrines that we have for the learners are not enough. Well, we have a 5-stand spit latrine for the girls, and then the boys also have theirs. But even then, we have so far drained those latrines 3 times, and it now causes fear. They are even in a state of getting full again, and we fear that when we offload, it might collapse.
Desks are scarce, with 6 learners sharing 1 desk, while lower primary classes sit on the bare floor, affecting handwriting and learning quality.
We also have a shortage of desks. You find that we have a number of over 757 children, but we have few desks, and those desks cannot accommodate all our learners. We are forced to pack maybe 6 in the lower classes, P1, 2, 3, 4. 6 learners on 1 seat. And this makes the handwriting poor, and they cannot write well completely. You find that most of our learners, they sit on a bare floor because of lack of desks. They are very few compared to the number of the children that we have. Another challenge is, Our school land is not surveyed. It's even not fenced. Another challenge that we have is, given the ratio of the teacher to the pupil, teacher-pupil ratio actually, you find that having those learners of 757, if at all each teacher was supposed to handle maybe 50, let's say, like.
During a school monitoring visit, David Ebino from the Office of the National Chairperson encouraged parents to support their children's education, noting that his findings would be forwarded to higher authorities. Meanwhile, the Kalaki District Education Department says it is working with available resources to address these challenges. In sports, with just 48 hours remaining before Uganda Athletics elects a new executive committee, Kenneth Chitariko, the returning officer for the 2026 general elections, is pledging to conduct free and fair elections on Saturday at Nambole Stadium. Chitariko, who was approved during the Uganda Athletics General Assembly on 28 February 2026 at Nambole Hall, has been tasked